The Great Feline Empire, GFE. Ponce de Leon, second in command and Major Miao Domo of the Great Feline Empire, padded toward the entrance to the Grand Throne Room. His belly swung as he moved, sort of like a church bell, only furrier and more silent. The Major was hurrying, and the Major didn't hurry often. Ponce was a dignified-looking fellow, a jellicle cat, with a bit of black goatee beneath his whiskers and tuxedo fur markings that culminated in an unusually big white spot on his glossy chest, of which he was most proud, and four white mittened paws, which he despaired of keeping clean. Ponce was an oddity among his peers because he was, well, organized, an attribute no self-respecting cat would aspire to. Ponce embraced his quirk, however, and put it to good use in serving the Feline Empire and its ruler, the venerable and rather ancient Chairman Miao. Ponce was no spring kitten himself. As a well-mannered eighth-lifer, per GFE slang, Ponce generally liked to keep his mind on the finer things. A fancy vest with a matching bow tie, a high shelf to nap on, a sunny patch of carpet, a gently dripping faucet. Not today. Today, as Ponce raced through the palace halls, he could think only of one thing. His job. A topic to be avoided in pleasant conversation, since work was the very topic cats despised above all others. Ponce, to the shock of his friends, actually enjoyed it. And a good thing he did, because Ponce's job was to protect the Feline Empire from threats far and wide, real and imagined. The GFE had many enemies, but none more feared than the Robot Federation, the Bynars. For as long as any cat could remember, which wasn't that long, the GFE had been at war with the robots. Nobody remembered how the war began or even why. In fact, nobody even questioned whether the war was a good idea. Everybody simply accepted that cats and robots just didn't get along. After all, Bynars were a culture obsessed with order and rules. If this, then that, was their motto, which, in robot speak, means that every action must have a predictable, logical consequence. Robots believed every question must have an answer, one or zero, true or false, good or bad, on or off. In certainty, we find security, was another Bynar motto. Bynars liked mottos. The GFE, in contrast, couldn't even be bothered to come up with a motto. If they did, it might be a hasty sketch of a cat snoozing in a patch of sunlight. The Feline Empire was not concerned with rules or consistency. For cats, questions had infinite answers, from yes to no and everything in between, including a shrug and a yawn. Make no mistake, cats did have rules, and they agreed rules were generally meant to be followed, but only if you felt like it. Because cats and robots were close neighbors in the galactic community, they were constantly fighting. Cats often found themselves wandering into robot territory quite unintentionally, creating equally accidental havoc for the robots along the way. On the other hand, the robots, quite intentionally, were constantly trying and failing to invade and bring order to feline society. The very idea of such a disorganized neighbor as the Feline Empire made the robots overheat with frustration. Ponce shuddered when he thought about the robots' ultimate goal, to tame the cats. He paused and coughed up a tiny hairball at the notion. The Major composed himself and, his swaying belly in tow, loped inside the Grand Throne Room. He slowed as he approached the massive upholstered Grand Throne and started scratching it. As one does, when one is a cat trying to get the attention of the chairman of the Great Feline Empire. The chairman's chair, the Miao's Grand Throne, was rumored to be the most expensive and elaborate cat tower ever created. Or rather, towers, seven to be exact, each four stories high, with seven separate satin-padded and shag-carpeted curl-up cubbies connected by ramps, silken rope bridges, and slides. In other words, it was a throne worthy of the claws of the prime leader of the GFE, the ruddy Abyssinian short hair known as Chairman Miao. The chairman had a sunburnt-looking orange splash across his nose and a fine dark M marking between his eyes and forehead, like most tabbies, but but the finer hairs of his ears and whiskers had already turned white, and now even his undercoat was going snowy. The chairman was well into his ninth life. As he anxiously scratched at the base of the throne, Pounce arched his back with gusto, an important expression of respect for a naturally gustoless breed, and dug in. The chairman opened one eye and peered over the edge of the top platform, easily a 12-tail length above where the major waited. "No," Chairman Meow blinked. "It's the dull, stuffy one."
"Your Orangeness," Pounce nodded. "I have important news."
"Important?" The enormous cat rolled slowly forward on his fluffy bed, yawning.
"I seriously doubt it. Not unless you're here to tell me the accursed Binars have self-destructed, or the Kanus escaped that doghouse of a prison planet.
And the humans," he sighed.
"Well, I can't even imagine a world where those furless creatures are important.